WBENFM Philadelphia.
95.7 Ben FM presents Ben Around Philly. Fun conversation highlighting events, experiences, and trends happening in Philadelphia. 95.7 Ben FM.
Big doings in Philadelphia, obviously. World Meeting of Families and the Papal Visit. I just had to bring back in Liz Ann Pando from the World Meeting of Families. Welcome back.
It is important, and I really appreciate the opportunity. There is a lot going on. There are so many things and so many ways to participate. That whole week, we have a conference here, the Catholic Conference, 140 speakers.
When you say whole week, the events begin Tuesday, September 22nd,
yep,
right up until Friday, the 25th, the World Meeting of Families. Philadelphia 2015 Congress is at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. How many people are you expecting?
We expect 15,000 people to attend the Congress. And this is the eighth World Meeting of Families and the most attended. So Milan was the last one and they had 7,000 attendees. And we're excited to say we've actually more than doubled that for our attendees for the World Meeting of Families. The Congress will have 140 speakers, 80 sessions. We're doing everything in five languages. And we're also having a lot of events during the Congress. One that everyone can participate in is called the Verbum Domini exhibit, and it's a Bible exhibit coming from the Vatican that's never been in the United States before, and it's open to the public and free. worldmeeting2015.org. You can go online and look at some of the exhibit that will be there, and you can go and just attend this anytime between Tuesday and Friday. We also have a mural arts program going on inside the Congress where you'll be able to paint the mural that will be going up on the wall at St. Malachy's after the World Meeting of Families. And there's also another exhibit, Helping Hands. Catholic Relief Services is bringing in an exhibit where people can participate and make meals for those in West Africa right now who are most in need. They actually have attendees coming from West Africa to explain the situation and have your family, it's all family events, that can come together and make these meals. And so we're like saying family should serve together, family should have fun together, like paint or learn together, which learning about the Bible and these exhibits. Plus, the Youth Congress has 56 exhibits. My children will be attending. There's activities, shooting hoops with the seminarians, wee bowling with the bishops, and a swing out dance party with the sisters. There's making Pope puppets. There's praying with paint. So there's really fun things for kids to do, fun things for adults to do, other exhibits within the hall, things going on around Philadelphia.
Last time you were here, you told me about the Vatican Splendors at the Franklin Institute.
Exactly. And we also have a film festival happening that week at the Kimmel Center.
I saw that. And by the way, I wanted to volunteer. I would love to help you with the Friday one. You're showing my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie, Wide Awake, which is really the precursor to The Sixth Sense. A lot of people haven't seen that. And I love that movie. So if you need me and you want me to come over, I'm happy to do so. Or, of course, for any sing-along opportunity.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music sing-along.
Sound of Music sing-along. You can actually buy tickets online in a few days. We're actually putting the portal up this week, and there'll be a space for 2,000 people to join us at the convention center on Friday night, sing along with the Sound of Music. We are so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
All of this stuff, by the way, folks, Papal Visit Playbook, it is all available for you online at the World Meeting of Families website. It is obviously the Pope coming to Philadelphia is a big deal, but the World Meeting of Families have put together some stellar activities, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of this if you happen to be Catholic. You're getting details at your parish on Sunday morning, which is great, but there's a lot of things that you may not know about. Visit Philadelphia involved now with the Academy of Natural Sciences at Drexel University. The clergy naturalists are contributing to collections there. Lizzie, and I want to tell you, when I saw the papal playbook, I said, wait, we need a papal playlist.
Oh, I like that.
I went on Ben's Facebook page and I said, what are the tunes that should go along with the papal visit?
Oh, I love that.
What's yours?
Oh,
I went with U2's.
What If God Was One of Us?
That
okay.
came in.
I think that would be a fun one.
Joan Osborne, of course, co-written by the Hooters as well. Philly
exactly,
Band.
Exactly. I know. I love Eric Bazilian. He's one of my favorites.
I went with U2's Gloria.
Oh, nice.
Right? There's a lot of good options. Yeah. And if you want to.
That would be really fun. Oh, we'll put that up on our website if you or and tweet it out. We would totally tweet out the papal playlist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. You can hashtag us at WMF2015 or Pope in Philly, because a lot of people are. They're doing fun things in their parish or with their family, or if they bought a Pope cutout. It's been a really fun time to enjoy, you know, how people are celebrating this whole thing.
The city is really buzzing. You can feel the energy already. I'm wondering if Reading Terminal Market is prepared for all of the people who will be at the convention center stopping over for lunch.
You know, the convention at 15,000 isn't even as big as the biggest convention we get. If you think about it, Bio is 19,000, and that doesn't swell the city to an unmanageable time. It's actually a good point, is that some people are confusing the week's traffic with the weekend. And during the week, until about Friday afternoon, you'll be able to move about just like you would if you work in the city or if you want to come down and enjoy the activities.
And trains will be on normal schedule on Friday, right?
Absolutely. SEPTA has been very good partners and are putting extra trains on the track, putting extra people out there to manage the crowds. They're very much in anticipation of what's happening in the city and really want to do a stellar job. And I really believe they will. They're really excited about this, as everyone is, as you said. The excitement is just swelling. It's the weekend that'll be busier, and there's still SEPTA tickets available to come down on the weekend. Patco, Amtrak, everybody still has tickets. There's still time to rent a bus and bring it down. Like, a lot of people are getting school buses with their parish or even their family, friends, as a big group kind of thing, and coming down. It's just going to be a wonderful festival atmosphere. If you've ever been to something like this, it's the energy of the crowd, and you'll be able to see everything that's going on the 40 jumbotrons we have rented. It's going to be such an incredible atmosphere to be a part of. It's really going to be a part of history. People who were here in 1979, they're all coming back, and they're all bringing their kids, because they said it was such a powerful experience, no matter where they were in the crowd with their parents at that time, that they want their families to experience it this time. So we're really excited.
Been Around Philly, Marilyn Russell, thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking to Lizanne Pando from the World Meeting of Families. This is the agency, folks, putting together all kinds of activities for the World Meeting of Families that begins on September 22nd, and of course includes the papal visit to our fair city. The entire schedule, as Lizanne shared, many of the events with World Meeting of Families leading up till Friday, and then everything sort of changes and the focus is on the papal visit. His arrival Saturday morning at 9:30. There is a mass at the Basilica of St. Peter's and Paul, 10:30 a.m. I got all of this off of the papal playbook, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very resourceful.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. We're really trying to be very communicative and helpful. You know, the more information you give everyone, the better chance they have of making their plans to come. I think some people did feel the inconvenience of some of the travel, but now they're getting creative with it. They're going to other train stations that they can get tickets. So instead of just getting dropped off 5 minutes from their house, they're going a half an hour and getting a train station that does have tickets. You know, people really do want to come, and we really want them to be a part of this. This is, the Holy Father picked us, right? We didn't go out and bid for the World Meeting of Families.
Right.
Rome asked us to do this. And, you know, we have some Philly pride behind that. You know, we really want Philadelphia to come out and say, we're hosts, we're Philly, this is great. We want you to be here with us. It's really going to be eyes on Philadelphia from the world. We have 7,000 media coming from around the world.
So can we all be on our best behavior, please?
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting, and it's a wonderful time for Philadelphia to shine and enjoy themselves. I think that people are going to be most surprised at the international piece of this. When you do come down, you'll be hearing different languages, seeing families, you know, and their faith brought them here, which is really special. It changes the atmosphere of a crowd.
And this is no matter what your denomination.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Oh, no. Our conference, our conference throughout the week is only 70% Catholic. We actually have a rabbi speaking, and a Mormon leader, and an imam, and a Baptist reverend. And so we have other faith talking about family and the values of family and the struggles families go through. And it's going to be a really exciting time for everyone.
Then Sunday, things continue with the Pope visiting various places, including the correctional facility.
Sweet. It's been a beautiful thing to work with the Kern Frumholt group. They actually created, and we talked about this on Monday, a chair. It is so beautifully done, really special. And so they'll get to know that the chair they created was used by the Holy Father for the papal mass. It's very special.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
They did a great job with it. And then, of course, the papal mass on Benjamin Franklin Parkway, 4 p.m. Now, anytime you're going anywhere and you're planning, in particular on the weekend when it will be packed, just have the comfy shoes on.
Yeah, lots of comfy shoes, walking. I mean, mean, you know, when you're down the shore or, you know, out for a walk, you can go 3 or 4 miles because you're just in the midst of things that are going on around you. It's not going to be like a barren desert. You're just going to have to walk a little ways, you know, and just get in the crowd and get to your spots. So it's going to be really exciting. We have lots of ways to communicate. The World Meeting website is worldmeeting2015.org. We have social media on Facebook at World Meeting of Families 2015. Also, the Twitter handle is at WMF2015. We're going to expand that into 20 languages. We have a lot of people from locally and around the world that will keep those messages current in English. So it's been such an incredible experience. And we have an app. It's called Go Philadelphia. And if you download this app, it will not only tell you the best roads to take and things around city, they're also going to tell you all the events that all of the venues, there's over 100 venues that have loaded into this, everything that's happening that week, no matter if it's in the suburbs or the city, no matter what denomination, it's for the visitor. So we've created it so that all the cultural places can put in, this is what our hours are, these are our special events. So it's been really exciting.
Lizanne Pando, Director of Marketing for World Meeting of Families. Thank you so much, Lizanne.
Thanks, Marilyn. You have been so supportive and we couldn't thank you enough.
It's just, you know, as a native Philadelphian, I couldn't be more proud of my city. You know, it is our time to shine. And so I hope everybody understands not to panic, be on your best behavior. Now, for street closures and security measures and all that kind of stuff, that would be City of Philadelphia.
Yeah, they launched actually a page, I think it's phila.gov, that does have all the most current maps, all the most current numbers, information, ins and outs of things. We will continue to post every bit of information we get. And if you also sign up for our newsletter at worldmeeting2015.org, then we send out everything that the city gives us, or SEPTA, or New Jersey, or any one of our partners. When they give us information, we make sure we get it out to our followers as well.
Working hand in hand with one another, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, we retweet them. We've been really very conscious of getting as much information. That's why we created the visit playbook. The Papal Visit Playbook is the most comprehensive piece of information we have now. It's kind of a compilation of everything that's been happening over the last 3 or 4 weeks so that people can really have it to make plans.
Lizanne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed meeting you. And thank you so much to Ben FM for the support you've all given us. I really appreciate it.
95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for Ben Around Philly. I'm Kristen, middays on Ben FM, and with me in the studio is Dana Careless. She was in just a little, maybe a month or over a month ago. She's the manager for health promotion at the Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services. And we had a conversation about mental health first aid. And if you don't mind, Dana, if you could just give a little bit of a review before we start talking about the awesome events coming up in Philadelphia on September 10th and October 8th. But first, a little bit of a review as to what mental health first aid is and how someone could become trained in mental health first aid.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Kristen. Thanks for having me back on. So mental health first aid is an incredible opportunity for any person, no matter what your background is, your training, your experience, to become trained and certified in how to recognize, identify, and respond to signs of someone who is experiencing a mental health challenge. We know that 1 in 4 adults and 1 in 5 children experience a mental health illness, a diagnosable mental health challenge, but we don't always know how to respond to that. So mental health first aid is an opportunity to do that. And Philadelphia has taken a leadership role in implementing this training around the city of Philadelphia. It's an international opportunity. Actually, it began in Australia and is available around the world. But Philadelphia is the first city to take this head on. So we're really proud of that and excited to
have
this.
Absolutely. Yeah. The big goal this year, can I mention it?
Do it.
Was to have 10,000 people who live, work, and play in Philadelphia to become trained in mental health first aid. And what's so unique about Philadelphia and the 10,000?
What makes this extra exciting is that we are the first city of our size to take this on and to reach this milestone.
So we're going to celebrate together, right?
We are going to celebrate.
And that is coming up this Thursday, September 10th. Where can people find this celebration?
People can find us at 12 p.m. at the MSB Plaza in downtown Center City, Philadelphia, right across the street from Love Park and City Hall. A DJ will be there beginning at 10 a.m. So come for some music, celebration, prizes, giveaways, and to sign up to become a mental health first aider.
So you can sign up while you're there?
Absolutely. We're going to have people walking around, engaging with folks, telling them all about it. You're going to hear from people who have been trained, from businesses to nonprofits to the faith-based community. It's just going to be an absolute party to celebrate mental health and really becoming equipped to respond to the challenges that a lot of people experience every single day.
So how does someone become trained in mental health first aid?
Sure. So if someone's interested in becoming a mental health first aider, you can go to our website, healthymindsphilly.org, click on mental health first aid, and you can find a training available to you in your area in Philadelphia. If you live outside of the Philadelphia area or don't work or play or it's not convenient to come into Philadelphia area, but you're still interested in becoming certified, you can go to mentalhealthfirstaid.org to find a course near you.
I think it's probably relatively simple considering you have 10,000 people that have already done this.
It's pretty easy. We know that 1 in 4 adults live with a diagnosable mental health illness, and we know that approximately 1 in 5 children also live with a diagnosable mental health illness. And when you think about those numbers, it's quite staggering. If you take a football stadium, for example, and divide it into 4 quarters, 1/4 of that entire stadium at the link watching the Eagles game, statistically speaking, is living with a diagnosable mental health illness. The odds of you coming across someone experiencing a mental health challenge are much more likely than the odds of you coming across someone experiencing a heart attack. But we're all much more familiar with the language around CPR or first aid. This is the opportunity to break down that stigma, to educate the public, and to empower all of us to really be okay with talking about it, about mental health, responding to it, and helping someone through that until the appropriate support arrives. I do want to be clear with the listeners and with you and with anybody who is interested in communicating about this that this doesn't train you to become a therapist.
Right.
Just the same way that CPR doesn't train you to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just a way to support someone and get the right pieces in place until help arrives.
Absolutely. And with the numbers like you just described, in a big city like Philadelphia, we need more than 10,000.
Yes, we do. 10,000, we're really proud of, but that just makes us excited to set the bar even higher. Our next goal is 25,000. From there, we'll take it to 100, and we're just going to keep going until the entire city is trained.
And what's the best place to look for information or to learn about these training sessions?
One simple thing I can leave you with is to just simply check out healthymindsphilly.org. On there, you're going to find information about mental health first aid. You're going to find an entire resources section with numbers you can call, ways to support individuals in crisis or who just need someone to talk to more generally, a member services number that is available 24/7, a screening folks can take online, a mental health screening where they can check themselves for signs or symptoms.
You know, I mean, everyone does it with anything else. Like, I have a cough. I got to go to WebMD.
Absolutely.
What do I have? You know, we all self-diagnose, and this helps to at least, you know, get yourself in the ballpark and then know which area.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So Philadelphia is training people in mental health first aid. It's obviously something that is needed everywhere. And Philadelphia is being very proactive about it. In fact, we're celebrating coming up this Thursday, September 10th. It's a major achievement. We have successfully trained 10,000 people who live, work, and play in Philadelphia in mental health first aid. So that's really cool. You guys are all going to be at MSB Plaza across from City Hall in Love Park. It's 12 to 1 p.m. on September 10th. And then on October 8th, a couple weeks later, fast forward, they are doing another big event that you guys are a part of. And what is that? That's a national event.
That's a national day. And our partners in Boston Screening for Mental Health are the pioneers for this. It's called National Depression Screening Day. And we, along with a number of partners across the city of Philadelphia and partners across the country, are going to be talking about, screening for, having conversations around, offering resources for depression and other mental health challenges, anxiety, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and so on. And similar to the mental health first aid conversation, the idea is to reduce stigma, offer resources, and to get people connected earlier and to move upstream, to move ahead so that people aren't ending up in crisis. And that's when they seek help for the first time. But maybe we can talk about this earlier.
One last thing. How do people, again, find information? What's your website, Twitter address, stuff like
that? Yep, sure. So you can go to healthymindsphilly.org for kind of just the general layout of everything. Mental health first aid, screenings, a calendar is on there. You can see events happening around the city. You can find information out, like I said, through healthymindsphilly.org. You can find information out through our Twitter handle at DBHIDS or at Healthy Minds PHL or at Philly MHFA for very targeted specific information around mental health first aid. We're on Instagram. The Department of Behavioral Health is on Facebook. So we're posting all the time. We're always sharing what's happening around the city. We have over 50 trained partners across the city of Philadelphia to host these screenings. The numbers of partners for mental health first aiders is just staggering. So be part of it. We welcome you. We welcome anyone who's listening to really join the movement to reduce stigma and move forward with healthy minds in Philadelphia and beyond.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So September 10th, the big party for 10,000 people trained in mental health first aid. October 8th, National Depression Screening Day. Two big events coming up, but definitely check out the website. And Dana Carolus, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen.
I am Kristen. Thanks for listening. Coming up next on Been Around Philly, Marilyn Russell will be speaking with Katie Edwards from the Clean Air Council about the 10th annual Green Fest Philly happening Sunday, September 13th. Stick around.
95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly.
Katie Edwards is in the studio, Director of Communications and Special Events for Clean Air Council. We all need to breathe better. This is a big topic right now in our world. You were hearing on the news the last couple of days with all this crazy heat. Levels have been off the chart. Jerseys had warnings up. It's breathing, Katie.
It is.
We need to breathe.
We need to breathe, Marilyn. How else are we going to talk and chit-chat like this? It's an Ozone Action Day. During the summers, we have these things called Ozone Action Days, where the ozone levels are so high, it's dangerous to breathe. Ozone is a pollutant that basically sunburns your lungs. If you can think of what the sun does to your skin, when you breathe in ozone, it burns your lungs.
Cannot be good for us.
Especially for children and the elderly. It's something that you need to be careful and people need to limit their exposure.
We did a lot of this damage to our planet. Let's try to reverse it for the next generation, please. No, we don't want to get all preachy on you. We do want to tell you about a really fun event, though, that benefits the Clean Air Council, which eventually trickles down to benefit you. It is the 10th annual Green Fest Philly, returning with 150 plus exhibitors, food, beer garden, family fun, shopping, eco adventures, and new surprises. Sunday, September 13th. Katie, I can't believe we're talking about the 10th annual Green Fest Philly.
I know. I can't believe it's been 10 years. I can't believe where we've come since the first Green Fest. I was at the first Green Fest. It was before Mayor Nutter was even elected. He was there talking as a candidate, talking about how I want to bring recycling to every household in the city because we didn't even have a recycling program that worked. Now, look at where we are. We have Recycle Bank. We have recycling at every house. It's getting picked up. And we have our festival, which has grown tremendously.
There's even recycle bins at huge events, not unlike Made in America this weekend. And it's kudos to you guys. Where was the first Green Fest? Just curious.
The first Green Fest was on South Street. It started at 8th Street. And it went down to about 12th, and it was just on South, and you hung out in front of Whole Foods, and they put the overflow vendors on the roof of Whole Foods, and it was crazy. It was jam-packed. I remember feeling like I couldn't even get through the crowd. It was so exciting.
Well, thanks to Whole Foods, too. I mean, they were sort of the first market that I remember with the eco-friendly bags, making sure you bought some of those bags so that you recycled them, and I try really hard to always have one in my car. Greenfestphilly.org. You need to get all the information, and all the information will be at that website. Please be our guest and follow Greenfest Philly on Twitter. That'll keep you in the loop as well. Katie, what's new? What's exciting? I mean, I'm going through the list. First off, the beer garden. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, Philadelphia Brewing Company, because it's all sustainable beer. It's beer that's coming locally, so you can feel really good about yourself while you drink it.
And thank God for Uber and Lyft. We can get a ride home. Thank you.
SEPTA.
Oh, my designated driver.
Yes.
I tweet out to them all the time. They love me. They're like, Marilyn. I know. It's so great.
We'll have SEPTA on site with their hybrid bus, and you can play their really fun SEPTA social games like bus toss and win SEPTA t-shirts. So that's one of the things. We just have a tremendous amount of things that you can win this year, which I'm excited about.
Tell us.
You can win a free bike. It's a bike from Philadelphia Insurance Companies because we really want to promote people bicycling and
and commuting to work by bike, if that's available to you. We are running a contest right now on our Instagram account, which is Clean Air Council, where if you snap a picture of the Clean Air Council Green Fest Philly bus, you can win our festival package, which is called the Green Card. And the festival package includes a Green Fest 10th anniversary t-shirt made from 100% recycled material, Ego goodies, 2 beers in the beer garden, $10 at any food truck, and then a reusable tote that we upcycled from our old event t-shirts.
You better do a drive-by with that bus. I want to get a picture. Stat, put that right up on Instagram. The Clean Air Council, follow them on Instagram. That's awesome. You'll be able to shop for eco-friendly fashion, which I love, beauty, home goods, including, by the way, Soapbox Holistic Soaps and Glad Dog Nation recycled dog toys. That's really cool. Tasty surprises. I've been hearing a lot about the edible bugs. I ate a bug once, Katie. I'm not sure I'm ready to do it again, but tell me why I should.
You should eat a bug this year because you won't know that you're eating it. Imagine that you just had a delicious, tasty macaroon.
So these are all ground down and
they're ground down. They make the flour out of the bug shells. And it's very sustainable because we have all of these bugs. And
I will totally eat that.
We will have one with your name on it. We'll have a little tasting plate for Marilyn of all the delicious looking bug treats.
I will totally go in. Katie Edwards is my guest. She's Director of Communications and Special Events for Clean Air Council. And it's coming up quick.
It's September 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Head House Square, so 2nd and South Streets. The fun goes all the way from 2nd and Lombard down to 3rd and South.
Exciting prizes Katie mentioned, like the Trek bike from Philadelphia Insurance Company. Become educated, take action on critical environmental issues from leading advocacy groups. Oh, and I like this, the bike valet. You want to speak to that a little bit?
Yes, we really are encouraging people to take their bikes there or use public transportation. We actually have a website called Go Philly Go, which takes multimodal transportation, which is taking your bike route and mixing it and matching it with what SEPTA route works best for you. So you don't have to worry, I don't know how I'm going to get there. Go Philly Go has GreenFest on the website. All you have to do is plug in your address and it will tell you how to walk, bike, and use public transit to get there. And once you're there, we have VIP valet parking for your bicycle, courtesy of Philadelphia Insurance Companies.
You can squeeze in so many more bikes and cars. It's awesome. What are some of the other highlights, darling?
So we will have our 25-foot rock climbing wall again, which is so fun for adults and kids.
The kids really love it.
Loves it. And I know some adults that like it too.
I went up a few.
You
rocks,
did.
Yeah.
You did well. You went about 3/4 of the way up.
Yeah, it wasn't like climbing Meru or anything like that, which, by the way, was an amazing documentary film I just saw if you haven't seen it. But I went up a couple of, but the kids just love it.
Kids love it. And that leads right in. We have a great kids corner. Mom's Organic Market puts together and sponsors a kids corner for us. We will have instrument making and then kids music so they can play and sing along. We will have newscasting so kids can go ahead and put their own GreenFest newscast together and then listen to it. And then we're going to have little fort making kits and all these fun activities that kids can play and learn.
We talked a little bit about the food. At least we talked about eating bugs, but you won't be at a loss for finding a snack.
Kung Fu Hoagies. It is a vegan hoagie that will make you not want to ever eat meat again. It's that delicious. Then we also have Farm Truck, which is great. They get all of their food locally. Their truck actually has herbs and plants growing on the outside of it. Little Baby's Ice Cream will be there. They're local. They're one of the favorites. They have a watermelon mojito that I just can't wait to taste. And then Local 215 is another very local. They source everything from right in the Philadelphia region, and they will be on site with delicious eats.
And lots of live music too, Katie.
Our music lineup this year is fantastic. We have The Lawsuits. They will get you dancing and happy and poppy. Then we have TJ Kong. And then we have the Levy Drivers and Nathan Earle and Rachel Joy. These
love
are some
TJ
of
Kong and the Atomic Bomb.
He's wonderful. It's like this great bluesy rock that you're just going to
jump blues and roadhouse rock, girlfriend. What goes better than eating bugs than that? I can't think of anything. Clean Air Council, of course, will be on hand.
We will be on hand with some really important actions that you can take. Everything from calling your senator right on site and asking them for things like better pollution limits so that we aren't having these ozone Zone Action Days that are affecting everyone. And then we have all the other environmental organizations. It's great because we all come together in one place, one day, so all of Philadelphia can learn. We make it as easy and fun as possible.
Katie Edwards is my guest from Clean Air Council. It's always fun to talk about Greenfest Philly. And people do really want to be better about being kinder to our planet. And mark your calendar for Greenfest Philly. It is happening Sunday, September 13th. And did I mention it was free, which is our favorite price to pay for any event? Attendees must be 21 to drink, obviously. Greenfestphilly.org to get all of the details. And congrats, Katie, on 10 years of Greenfest Philly.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Jersey, so I'm a local girl.
Very cool. Jersey certainly knows about sustainability. I mean, as we enjoyed all of those vegetables, the corn, the tomatoes, all summer long, it was, you know, Jersey, we forget that resource is right in our
backyard. Amazing. I don't know what I would do without the blueberries.
Not to mention wine. New Jersey's like seventh on the list of wine producers, and they put out some great stuff. I have the Wine Fest happening in Mullica Hill, Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th. So if you're looking ahead and you want to make some plans, just Google Heritage Wine Festival. Looking forward to that. Green Fest, and then enjoy wine the following weekend. Kitty, I'd love to have you come with.
I'd love it. Jersey won't have as much wine when we leave.
So thank you, Katie, so much.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's wonderful coming out to visit you, and I can't wait to see you at Greenfest.
This has been Ben Around Philly, produced by 95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly airs weekly or hear it anytime you feel like on demand on your desktop or mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.